tomorrow he will leave me. As my hopes have flown before, and the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to the Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Podcasts, Spotify,
what was that?
Facebook, and YouTube.
What was that? you're waiting for me to catch up or something. Like, you gotta say it like just natural, like Overcast. Like, you're like, oh, you're waiting for me. I was waiting for you. What was that?
That's what we're doing here.
So before we even get into anything Ravens, I think you wore the correct shirt because we're on video. I think you wore the correct shirt because I got to start off the conversation with this. What is this Brandon Morrison stuff? Like, no, you're not getting away from it. Tell the listeners out there, what is this Brandon Morrison versus DI Punk? Like, is this like a knockoff of like WWF or E or AH or J or whatever? Like, I don't know what you're all doing.
Yeah,
what is this?
15 years ago, I was just figuring out how to use.
Wow.
15 years ago, yeah. I was just figuring out Photoshop. I was 15 years ago, I was still in college at that point. So I was figuring out Photoshop. And yeah, there it is. It's a little I made a little wrestling promo picture.
What?
for me and my buddy Dom, who I make fun of all the time. He's got, you know, we weren't 21 yet. So he had X's on his hands when we went out once and he was doing his little CM Punk thing.
The dreaded X.
Yeah.
I'm sober, but I remember those dreaded X's all the time. Like, oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, you know, he was acting like he was straight edge because he was at the show and he had the X's on his hands. And then, you know, me, I'm just mugging for the camera per usual. And I got glasses on and I look like John Morrison at the time. And I did not have the like 8-pack. I still don't have the 8-pack like John Morrison.
No Johnny Drip Drip check.
None of that. So,
man,
it was like, I'm just going to try to figure out Photoshop. So I made up a fake wrestling promo and for me versus my buddy Dom for the ECW world title. So yeah, that pops up every couple times and I'm like, 15 years, I got to reshare this. And spoiler alert, everybody, I won in this imaginary match that we had, me and my buddy Dom. I won. I always win.
You actually won an imaginary match.
when I'm up against Dom, I always win. That's just the way it is. Battle of wits. I'm always going to win. He doesn't listen to this show, so I can say whatever I want.
Dude. No, he doesn't listen to the show. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a
Of course
friend.
Not. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the support, jerk. Anyway. So let's talk a little bit about it. Preseason is over. Let's talk Ravens. Brandon Morrison here with my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Man. I'm doing great now. The preseason's over, but this whole wrestling bit's got me. I need to create a wrestling name for myself. Maybe some intro music next spot. Like maybe the start of the regular season here. I need like my own intro music. Come out and we should have like wrestling names for the year.
Oh, okay. Like, I
should beat you in an imaginary match. I'll be like a champion for 2 years, like Roman Reigns. You can't touch me.
That's right.
Acknowledge me. Yeah,
I wish I wasn't like plugged in with my headphones and everything. I could go and reach for a title belt that I've got over in the other side of the room, but show him the champ. But I won't do that just yet. We'll do that on Sunday when we're watching All Out. So, you know, we got lots of stuff coming up. But hey, let's talk about it. Preseason's over. You and I were lucky enough. Both of us got to go to the last preseason game in Baltimore. Even though it was preseason, once again, it was a win. That's what, 23 in a row at this point. It's still the record for the NFL. It's really great to see. I mean, it was preseason. Still a good game. Some spots were getting finalized here. Overall, I thought a lot of these Ravens that we saw on Sunday or Saturday, I'm sorry, I still thought it was a good showing for the Ravens. It was a lot of fun to be back at the bank as well.
Yeah, it was great. I'm sorry, Brandon. It was great to be back at the bank once again and enjoying some Ravens football. I actually enjoyed it even more so because I got to take my grandfather to the game, which was a blast, and had a good time taking in, you know, some good preseason football. Washington versus Ravens, Battle of the Beltways, as we call it around here. And, you know, I thought the game was you know, relatively clean from front to back. It was exciting at times for a preseason game. I mean, it was a close game. I mean, the Ravens, you know, they did what they do best. They win in the preseason. Let's translate that to the regular season, shall we? But for the most part, didn't see any major injuries, you know, and, you know, they got out relatively unscathed through all these three preseason games, like unlike last year, where it was just everybody was going down. It was major triage, training camp included. And at the end of it all, there was actually some not so surprising and some surprising cuts on the team.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about it. The roster is cut down to that 53-man roster. Like you said, there was some surprising names that were cut. There's some names that are a little surprising to be back. Overall, though, I am happy with the selection, but I am a little surprised to see Tony Jefferson be released. And it seems like Brent Urban was also released, but that may more or less, as we're recording right now, just be like a paper move. He'll be back. We saw it a couple years ago with like Justin Forsett. He'll be back on the roster once they can, I guess, get a Jabo off the roster and onto injury reserve.
Absolutely, man. Jefferson, I really thought was going to, you know, be a Raven. I mean, I understand the cut at first, but the, I think the plan was to bring him back after some of these IR designations and some, you know, next wave of cuts, right, to make room for him. Didn't happen. It seems like the Giants snapped him up. Wink Martindale.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Blame him, can you?
He knows him.
But the plan was to keep him a Raven, I believe. You know, obviously the Ravens wanted to do everything in the power to make that happen. Just wasn't in the cards. One thing was not – it was in some group chats I've had, it's been back and forth with this one. You know, they drafted Tyler Beatty, however you pronounce his name, you know, sixth round, right? You know, he wanted to make an impact. We had a, you know, deep running attack, but, you know, with the addition of Mike Davis, now they brought in Kenyon Drake, who's officially a Raven, which some fans I've alerted to has called him Kanye Drake, which was pretty funny, a knock on those two hip-hop artists. You know, there's it was almost like odd man out, right? And with the cuts of Jefferson and Batty, it was the cuts of the deepest strengths of the Ravens. The running game, because they have a plethora of running backs and safeties.
Right.
We talked about it earlier, right? Someone's going to be out and out. They have a good problem. They got too many of these positions. So someone's got to get cut, right? Can only make 53, room for 53 and, you know, total Ravens on the roster. And, you know, with Tyler's production in the preseason, wasn't really all that, wasn't up to snuff. You know, Justice Hill coming back off the injury, I think they've seen enough of good. You know, Mike Davis being signed, caught it, you know, got a touchdown rush in the first preseason game, now bringing in veteran Kenny Drake. And now with Dobbins, and here's the thing, Dobbins is right now slated not to be ready for week one. So the Ravens are doing everything in their power. You might get Mike Davis as being the starter. Gus is still on the mend, and that's another thing is, too, you have to think about it. We still have Dobbins and Gus Edwards who are still trying to get back to the starting you know, starting spots and the backup spots respectively. So, and maybe even being used as a 1-1-2 punch there. So I think with the likes of Jefferson, Jefferson was one of the ones I was disappointed in just because of his leadership, his charisma on the team. I thought he could still contribute. I mean, he had, you know, he had some, you know, he had solid play, I believe, good play. You know, he led the team in tackles at one point and was making some solid plays. Didn't really see him get burnt too much unless somebody's seen something and I don't and I missed something. Please correct me. But for the most part, you know, we'll see what happens. But it seems like we'll see him again because we do play the Giants this year in New York along with the Jets, I believe. So we'll be up there twice. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, can't keep everybody. It sucks. It's part of the business. And that's why they play preseason games. And we'll see what happens, brother.
That's right. Another name that got released actually today. We're recording this on Wednesday, the 31st. Tyree Phillips was let go today. It looks like Ben Powers is going to be the guy that's at left guard. They apparently said that Tyree Phillips just wasn't consistent enough. So, I mean, that's a little surprising. He's been with the team, what, 2 years, I believe, now?
Yes, and he'll be most remembered for his play, which won an Angry Run segment, remember?
That's right.
The Dolphins, I mean, we want to forget that game. It was against the Dolphins. Won against the Dolphins, I believe, if I remember correctly, where he took the fumble and ran up.
It was
the
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Okay. Sorry. It was Jaguars. Actually funny. Cause I think I looked on social media like an hour ago, so I shouldn't know that, but I was preparing for the podcast. I'm in the middle of fantasy draft week. I have a lot of things going on. So do forgive me. Yeah, it was Jaguars. It was a home game. Yeah, they were wearing purple jerseys. I should have known that. Duh. Duh me, man. Mr. Raven.
Come on.
Come on.
So I guess, I mean, we know the 53-man roster. Are you happy with who has stayed here? I mean, are you happy with this team going into week one?
Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking, I'm certainly okay with it. You know, it's going to be the best 53-man ready for battle for the Ravens this year. All are healthy and ready and willing and able. You know, I'm really disappointed to see Dobbs is not ready for week one. See about week two, I mean, it was promising. Gus is still in the mend. And what's really frustrating is these injuries happened well over a year ago. You know, we're pushing September now. And Dobbs got hurt August a year ago. And I believe Gus Edwards was the same.
Right? I think it was like a week apart, something like that.
Yeah. So, and I mean, and what's crazy about it, even though they're not all the same injuries, you know, more or less similar in retrospect, Marcus Peters out, he was hurt in training camp. I think he hurt this, wasn't it the same day that Gus went down? Marcus went down the same day. Yep. And Marcus Peters is out doing drills, having a ball, showing his full range of movement, and Dobbs and him aren't ready. So, you know, it's just quite intriguing to me to see that. So, you know, it's, and that's where I'm disappointed, you know, because, you know, I'm okay with the 53 as it is, but apart from the few surprises like to Phillips, I thought Phillips would make the team. Actually, I did the Ravens always have a bit of predicting the 53-man roster. I did have Jefferson and Phillips win the team. Right. So Ravens know something and I don't. I didn't have Batty on the team, so I was 1 out of 3 in those 3 cuts, prospectively. It just is what it is, but I'm definitely disappointed to see our 2 starting running backs or top two running backs, I should say, out still right now. So we'll see what happens in the coming days, weeks, and into the first month of the year. I'm hoping that means Dobbs will be ready for week 2. But right now, you know, Harbaugh was up there on the podium saying it was looking grim. They're trying to get everybody ready, including Dobbs and Edwards, but it just doesn't look like, you know, it's just going to be in the cards right now. And it looks like we're going to be thrown out there with, you know, Mike Davis, a Kenyon Drake, and a Justice Hill triple threat backfield for Jets in week 1 at least. And then with Lamar maybe picking up the slack in the running game, we hope that he's not the huge focal point of it. But, you know, we know Lamar's skill set, but we need to keep him good in passing and keep him back there healthy and clean in a clean pocket. But for the most part, I'm really excited to see what Linderbaum and Kyle Hamilton can produce, man, because these guys are going to be studs. And there's a reason why they were taken as where they were in the draft. And I can't wait to see these guys produce.
All right, so you brought Lamar up. Should we talk about the tweet? Should we talk about the like? Should we just get that out of the way? Did you see it? You had to have seen it.
Of course, I've seen it. I was the okay. one. I was the one. I was the one in my group chats, pretty much telling everybody to relax. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Who is checking out someone else's likes? Like, is there just somebody who's bored who's like, let me see what Lamar liked today? I have never once looked at any other Twitter account's like button. I've never done that. I didn't even know there was one. I mean, it made no sense to me. Like, people are going this crazy about it, but
let me look, because I think there's a feature on Twitter that there's a reason why someone probably found out about it. So here's the Baltimore. You see my, I'm on camera. You see my phone?
Yes. Yeah.
This is the Baltimore Ravens account. See on the top, it says these 2 accounts liked.
Okay. So
that, see up there on the shadow a little bit in gray letters. I don't know what your phone looks like. And they see like how, like when I see this and it says so-and-so retweeted it. So it like,
yeah, you're using the home Twitter feed. Okay.
Yeah. Like there's a reply. Like you can see when people like something that you like, I guess one of your followers would like stuff. Right. I don't know if you can turn a function on and off, but I just realized it was there. But you're right. I don't think anybody just snooped his account, was like, oh, Lamar, he liked your picture. You know, and what's funny is, and I like to hear a take on it, but my take on it is y'all need to relax. And yeah. My point of view was, and Kadri Ismail, former Raven, actually got it right. And I even replied to him saying, at least you get it too. Like, remember Kyler Murray did the same petty stuff. Like, right. Remember Kyler Murray, like, unfollowed the Cardinals and took all stuff down. And what did he end up doing? He signed a record deal with 100 million plus guaranteed. Like,
and
he's a Cardinal.
4 hours of study time every week.
Right. And then that got nixed or whatever. Yeah. It was weird. But that's the fact remains is whether Lamar's doing it on purpose and trolling that, I don't know. my thing is for the Kyler situation, relax. And also, I don't read anything into it. Maybe he just liked it because it looked cool. I don't know. And fans are reading. Fans went off the deep end, brother. It was like, oh, Lamar, because like obviously he's from Florida, so it's like, oh, the Ravens aren't going to sign him, and he's going to end up a Dolphin next year. Oh my god! And I'm like, y'all need to just chill, man. I think this contract thing has whipped everybody into a frenzy. He's going to get paid. Like, y'all need to just chill. Like, I don't know. I don't know what we haven't talked to Lamar. Me and you haven't interviewed him. I don't, you know, I mean, when he stands up in front of media, he says what he says about it. But I feel like he's not as concerned about it as some of us take it. Like, man, some of us are like, we live and die by this whole contract thing. Like, yeah, my group chat lights up. Yeah, you get paid. Yeah, it's talks. I mean, it's good to talk about. But I'm like, I mean, it's out of our control whether he gets whatever years, how many money, how much money, when it happens, if it happens. I think we're all over at this point. I certainly am, just because it's like, dude, come on. Like, it's distracting. You know, I feel like it detracts from everything that's going on Ravens. And I mean, but it is a big deal because he is the main attraction. Everything flows through him. And I just watched a bit right before we started recording. NFL Live actually had a very good bit in the last 6 minutes of the show. It was all Lamar. Last 6 minutes of the show, froze it, see it, go back and watch it or find the clip. They bantered back and forth about it, and Lily was like, it was a great topic of discussion. So that's my take on it. It's my spin. I mean, I feel like a deal's going to happen. Do I know when? No. I hope it gets done before the year so everybody can just get back to doing what everybody does best. But it would be a shame if he doesn't get it done before the Jets game. But that's just my take. What say you, brother?
Well, I mean, for anyone who's living under a rock who has maybe not seen this, so Tony Jefferson put out a GIF of a kid crying. Lamar sent a crying GIF back. And then this guy said, you both can come and cry in a Miami Dolphins uni. Tears of joys when you hoist the Lombardi. And it's a picture of Lamar in a Dolphins jersey. And Lamar liked it. That's what threw everybody into a frenzy. Now, I like you said, we don't know what's going on in Lamar's head. We have no idea what's going on with Lamar. He also put out there that somebody said like, oh, the Ravens offered him a $250 million contract. And he replied and said, no, they didn't. So he's again, he could be trolling. It seems like Lamar kind of has some fun with people that way. But like you said, he's a Florida guy. He probably grew up watching some Miami Dolphins games. To see somebody do a little mock-up of him in a Dolphins jersey, he's probably kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool. But at the same time, if this contract thing doesn't work out, the Dolphins could be a landing spot for him. Tua's in his swan song at this point. If Tua doesn't do well for the Dolphins this year, they're in line and looking for another quarterback. So could they be the guys to guarantee a contract for him in his home state, where he, you know, he doesn't have to travel very far. He doesn't have to come up to Baltimore whenever they need him in the off season. So, I mean, if Lamar's thinking about it, he's thinking about what's best for Lamar. He's thinking about, how do I maximize my time in the NFL and how do I maximize my wallet? And if it's him going to Miami next year, then it's him going to Miami next year. You know, I would love for Lamar to stay in Baltimore. I do really like Lamar a ton. I think he's done great for this team. The team has built the offense around Lamar. Lamar is the centerpiece of this going on. So I don't think that the Ravens want to throw all of this away and they want him to go anywhere. But him liking a tweet, I think there's could be thousands and thousands of different reasons why Lamar did it. And, you know, looking at him in an Dolphins jersey, I bet you there's a lot of Dolphins fans out there going, hey, cool.
I don't think he's been interviewed since that incident. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
I can't wait to see the first interview when it happens, because you know someone's going to ask him about it.
Yeah.
I can't see what he says, if he shies away from it or says why he did it. Because, you know, I don't know. Now we're all curious. You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
Ray Lewis. Remember what Ray Lewis did? Remember the whole Cowboys talk, the star?
That's right. Yeah.
Dallas.
He went to the free market.
He was going to be a Cowboy, and there was photoshops of him in a Cowboys jersey.
Yep.
Ray won't go anywhere. And then he ended up, because he was testing free agency at that point, because it was the first time in his career, but he told me, you know, remember the interview and up on the podium, he's like, I wasn't going anywhere. It was just fun to talk about. You know, it could be Lamar just daydreaming, like, oh, that's what I look like in a Dolphins jersey. Okay, it's cool. Like, I'm going to like it. But at the end of the day, he's already said he's going to be a Raven for life. That's what he wants, I'm assuming. It's what everybody wants.
Right.
And we don't want to see him thrive here. And, you know, he's well ingrained in the community. You know, everybody adores him, loves him. And I want to see eight be great. We want to see eight be great here for a while. We wish him the best, man. And it's, you know, I think that's why we're so passionate about it, because of 2019 and then the MVP year and then like the injuries and the regression. It's like, let's go, Lamar. Like, let's get back to that, man. And, you know, Dan Orlovsky put it right on him. He said, you know, no Rodgers three-peat for MVP. My MVP is number eight, Lamar Jackson. He's going to go crazy on the NFL. So, and that, again, that'd be crazy. What if he does it, Joe Flacco, gambles in his final year of his contract, goes, I'm going to either, number one, go win Super Bowl like Joe, or two, win a second MVP, and you have no choice to pay me. And then wherever their number is, like if Lamar said they didn't offer 250, no, they didn't. Well, what did they offer already? Did they offer anything? Did right. they offer 180? Did they offer 220? You know, I think we all should be more pissed at the Browns at this point, because they reset the market by offering Deshaun Watson this ridiculous contract that he didn't deserve.
Yeah.
You know, sexual allegations aside, he was 4-12 his last year as a starter, and the Ravens beat them pretty badly that year. It was 2019, if memory serves correctly. He wasn't well deserving of that contract at all. That's why I'm interested to see how – I feel like that's an anomaly, and it shouldn't even be brought up. I feel like the Kyler Murray should be the market resetter and the market trender and the market setter, because the Kyler Murray guaranteed money. I think the problem here is guaranteed money. It isn't the years. It right. isn't how much he's getting paid. It's guaranteed because Josh Allen got 150. I think Aaron Rodgers got $157 around that range. He got more than Josh Allen. Murray got 184, and Deshaun got what, 250 or 230? I don't know what it was, 250, 230. I don't even know at this point, nor do I care, because he ain't playing for the first 11 games, and I'm glad we're not playing against him. I think we might have to look at the Browns playing us schedule. I don't know, don't care. Sorry, I just went on a tangent. So I just think that's the frustrating part, is everybody's like talking about it, putting their own numbers out there. Obviously, Lamar responded, which was great, and said no, they didn't. So that could be cryptic in itself, because it leaves more mystery to the money. You know, it's frustrating. Everybody's got a different opinion. Is he worth it? Is he not? Let's not pay him a walk. Ravens are better without it. Guaranteed money would hurt the team for years to come. It's not team friendly, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's not wrong. You know, you can have an opinion about it, but I just feel like he's going to get paid by the Baltimore Ravens, and whatever that amount is, it ain't a thing you can do about it.
Right.
You can't. It's his money. He deserved it. He won NFL MVP. Listen, he's 37-12 as an NFL starter. He has 84 passing touchdowns, 21 or he has 21 interceptions and 31 rushing touchdowns or something of that nature. And the dude deserves it. Every penny of it, no matter what it is. And I hope he's going to be in purple and black and number eight for years to come. And hope he gets another contract after that. The Ravens deserve that. They put too much stock into all this. They built the offense around him. I mean, they got backups to, you know, mimic his skill sets, not be him, but mimic him. And we know what the Ravens are with him, and we know what the Ravens are without him, because you've seen what happened. He got hurt last year. The Ravens, before he got hurt, Brandon, do you remember this? The Ravens were 8-3. They were actually number one seed in the AFC last year.
Right.
He goes down. Well, he gets sick. We win the Bears game, and then he gets hurt, and it was it. Done. They didn't win a single game. I don't care if it was, Harbaugh called the play, but the team had to execute. They still had to convert a two-pointer in Pittsburgh. That works. They win that game. Okay, give them that. They do it against the same thing against the Packers. You know, they hit the play there. They were there. They had the lead in the fourth quarter. I was there right in front of me. They were first and goal to go against the eventual Super Bowl champion LA Rams at home here in Baltimore and couldn't punch it in the end zone. So the fact remains is you can bellyache all you want about, oh, he can't throw, he can't do this, but the fact remains is the Ravens fell from grace when he got hurt last year. You can't deny that. It's a fact.
Yep.
So I digress on that point, because that to me screams MVP, because that's most valuable player. You take away that player, the whole thing goes away. That's most valuable player. To me, it's an MVP, whether you call it selfish or not. It's most valuable player, not most valuable team. It's called play. It's an MVP for a reason. It's the glue that holds everything together. That's why Brady always gets them. That's why Rodgers is two-time MVP. It's the glue that holds everything together. And, you know, right now, Brady's the GOAT in quarterbacks. Rodgers isn't, you know, he's up there in the conversation. The new regime is Allen and Mahomes. And, I mean, Lamar's going to get paid probably guaranteed more. He's probably going to get – and the thing of the matter is everybody's like – and I agree with him. Josh Allen overall is a better quarterback, polished, but Kyler Murray's not, and Kyler Murray got more guaranteed money than Josh Allen. So that means I feel like Lamar's going to get more guaranteed money than Kyler Murray. So it's probably going to be in the 200s because Lamar's better than Kyler. Let's put it that way. I would take Lamar over Kyler 10 out of 10 times, 100 out of times out of 100, just how I see it. And that's that. But, yeah, this contract situation is just – it's intriguing, man. And I felt like – I was even thinking back in my memory, I don't think it was this bad when Joe was going to get paid. But no. Here's the funny thing. Joe reset the market at that point because at the point when Joe Flacco got his contract as a Raven, he was actually at that point in time the highest paid quarterback. But you're all mad because Lamar supposedly wants some sort of money? Like, stop it. You're hypocritical. Joe got his money, was well deserving of it. And I was like, well, he gambled on himself and won the Super Bowl. But that's the thing. He gambled on himself and won it. They didn't give it to him before the season. But right. If he didn't win the Super Bowl, then what it would be worth? The Ravens had no choice to give it to him because he just went out and won a championship with Super Bowl MVP. That's the highest honor you can get. If Lamar goes out and does the same thing, he's going to get the Kings of the Kingdom and then some. But yeah. That's another story, but you got to do it. But I just hate from the gamble this year. I don't think he should, nor should he. I think they need to go into the year with 10 days left for the season to go, let's get this done. Let's get the monkey out of the room, monkey off the back, and let's go play some football. But that's – and I agree with Lamar on why he wants that cutoff date of the regular season because he doesn't want to be a distraction. But, by the way, Keyshawn Johnson has some strong words to say about that. I don't know if I'll lie, basically saying calling Lamar, I'd be like, you're not going to not talk about it. Like, it's always going to be a point of discussion. You can't just shelf that and go play football. You're worth something, dude, and you're the last guy to get paid. And then now coming next is going to be Herbert and Burrow for another story. It's another time. And they're next in line to get paid. But right now it's Lamar in that regime, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. The regular season is right around the corner. Lamar's deadline is right around the corner. Like you said, we'll be covering all of that next week on The Call. But Josh, is there anything else we got to cover this week? Preseason's done. The 53-man roster is on lock. We've got the practice squad. What else we got?
I got something for us. So I'm going to post this on The Call Facebook page for all to see. But I'm going to show you live on The Call while we're here on camera together. If you haven't seen it, because I don't think you have, because I'm sure you would have said something to me and it was just brought to my attention while we were on the air recording. Our very own Jimmy Seafood, John Menadakis, did something wild and crazy, and it's epic and awesome.
What's
did you
going
see
on?
It yet?
No, what's going on?
He got a new haircut.
He's got the crab. Jimmy's crab in
He's
his hair.
He's got a crab in his hair, and it's awesome. Go way to go, John.
That's great.
Isn't that, dude, what? That screams dedication right there, man. Johnny Crab Cakes gets the crab hair, man. That's just I love it.
You know, my girlfriend and I went to Jimmy's last night for some Smith Island cake. We Ooh. Sat down at the bar and we look up at the wall, and what do we see? Me and her up on the wall as one of the pictures in front of the Jimmy sign. And
they're
then
famous.
And then two or three pictures later, there's me with the host of Something to Wrestle With, Conrad Thompson and Bruce Pritchard. So we're all over the place on the Jimmy Seafood wow. place. Yeah, we're the
they
one
got
the
you
wall
hanging
thing.
In there twice. Wow,
twice.
Don't
yeah,
you feel special. Hey, I have a celebrity on there.
They did announce as well. I thought you might bring this up, but the tailgate is going to Pittsburgh in December. They announced that trip as well. John brought that up on our special episode 300. I don't know. Is he going to get the tank? Are we going to be invading like DX did back in the day?
Oh, that would be epic. We need to make that happen.
Exactly.
Invading the Steel City, I did see it. So, yes.
You've done it once before. I mean, you might
have
to do it again.
It was a wild card game. It was a great game to be at. And it set the loon in my book. I don't know if I want to mess with that, but we'll see. I might have to invade there with the squad and with Jimmy's in the road trip gang and the tailgate taking on scene. But I will be with the tailgate come September 11th because next week we're taking this thing on the road because I'll be there. Up in you can call it the Big Apple, but essentially New Jersey, but right across the river. But hey, it's the New York Jets on the road, and we'll be at Tailgate on the Road, Big Apple edition. Can't wait.
What Super Bowl was at MetLife Stadium?
It was the one after us, the Super Bowl 48. It was the Broncos 48. And the Seahawks when the Seahawks obliterated the Broncos, like
that's right,
40 something to 8 or something. It was like, it was that the Legion of Boom had to, like, it was crazy because it was that year that Peyton Manning had the record-setting offense of like, I think it was like points scored or yards gained. It was something, I think it was points scored or something. It was like they set all these crazy records offensively, and Seattle defense came in and was like, and no. That was, I think that was when the game started with the Broncos had the ball first, and it was an errant snap, and it started with a safety, I believe, in their own end zone, if I believe, and it was all downhill from there. Peyton had no chance.
That was
Peyton, it was 48. The Super Bowl 48 in New York.
Peyton doesn't like the cold. That's where that all came from. That proved it right there. He is not a fan of the cold.
Nope.
All right. So is that it all for the show this week?
You got it, Mr. Morrison. Quote the Raven. Never mo.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Boys, Italian GQ52.
Now, I'm going to put this out there. Who knows if this will actually come to fruition, but I have a feeling Josh and I may have something to break next week on a new way to communicate with us. So stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed. We got something. We've been working on something for the last couple months, so make sure you're still listening to the show. Next week could be something special we announce. We're working on it. Okay. I probably just spoiled everything, and it's going to blow up at this point. So I probably just ruined it, but we're excited. I'm excited. I'm very excited. We'll see what happens. Anyway, go check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Plus, we're always sharing all kinds of fun stuff over on the Call Facebook page. Now we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, rate us over on Spotify, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to the call, and you should too. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Next week, we're getting ready for week one. We're going to be the Ravens up against Joe Flacco's Jets. But we've got the 53-man roster. We've got our practice squad. Everything is as it should be at this point. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you so very much, man. It's always been a pleasure to just discuss all these topics with Ravens and wrestling, and sometimes sprinkle all kinds of other things in the show. But it's always been good, man, over these years, and 300 strong, and got another preseason under the belt and ready to the regular season. No more quote unquote fake football. It means something next time we record these things and get to break this all down. I can't wait, brother. It's going to be a great season. I'm looking forward to seeing what the Ravens can do this year, getting back to glory, another postseason berth, going deep in the playoffs. We got some aspirations for a third title here in Charm City and for the Ravens Nation, Ravens flock, however you want to call them. Can't wait to be along for the ride with you all, and doing everything we do on the call, being crazy, being bonkers, whipping everybody into a purple frenzy. I can't wait, but can't wait till next week as well. I'll be on the road with my buddy Chris. Chris is actually one of the gentlemen who does flyovers for the Ravens. He's done two of them, and his third installment will be the season opener against the Dolphins. So I'm breaking that news. He told me and informed me last week. So looking forward to that. We'll be on the road. Now, again, purple tailgate Jimmy style, can't wait, with the tailgate live on location at the Big Apple as we get started. Ravens, first time in their tenure since they cut ties with Joe Flacco. It's all right in front of us. Lamar Jackson versus Joe Flacco, if you want to call it. Ravens versus Jets. It's going to be fantastic to start the week one that way, and can't wait to break it all down. Can't wait to be there. I'm just so stoked. I'm so stoked for everybody, what's on the horizon with us in the call. So stay tuned for that. With that being said, thank you for sticking with us. We got the preseason out of the way. Now, we mean business. Baltimore Ravens into the regular season. How about it? Let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly, from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.